how you respond.
Sure.
Fire away. Regarding this theory, number one, how do you explain the switch from asexual reproduction to sexual reproduction?
Well, first off, let me say that that in no way challenges the validity of biological evolution, whether we're able or unable to explain the fact that many species, by no means all, reproduce sexually today. The Darwinian concept of evolution and natural selection is profoundly verified, not just by the fossil record.
But we're not fossils in transition.
Excuse me. Not just by the clear experience of artificial selection, but by the record in the nucleic acid, which is obtained by DNA sequencing, in which we can see the similarities and differences of organisms and trace their evolutionary path.
In other words, you've got this history theory with a gaping hole in it.
There's no gaping.
It doesn't cause you to question the theory.
There's no gaping hole. We have about the absence of intermediate forms in the fossil record.
That was the one fossil
thing with problems. The fossil record. Let's talk about each thing that you have problems with. There's time. Well, just a minute. You know, you raise one, and then when I'm about to answer it, you rush off to the next. Let's do them one at a time. The fossil record is necessarily incomplete because of the processes of erosion.
Got picked up.
Sir, nobody got the whole puzzle. You're going to have to intermediate form. You're going to have to put aside your creation of temper for a moment and either
I answer my question.
Well, sir, I will thank you for the call, but I think it will be unproductive to continue because our caller right here is too ready to do battle rather than to
assist. You rather remind me of
the question that I would be asked. What is true? What is true? Does not stay with the answer.
Made them by controlling